Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, as we are live back at it, there you go. Congratulations to Nancy, our first winner. We are going to be hooking somebody up with a $25 gift card each and every hour. Next one coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, which we are currently in. So come hang out. We are live here from the Cajun Craven. This is our final stop. Our final stop on our 610 crawfish circuit. So come hang out with us. We got a crowd here, but I see people on them bugs right now. We got a crowd here, but there is still room for you to get in here and get you some bugs. Get you some. I'm telling you, they got it all. The oysters were fantastic. I see our guy Aaron. He looks like he's got him a po' boy. And that looks like shrimp right there. Yeah, it's all looking good. The catfish that Nancy had earlier, I was drooling over it.
They got us over here. Oh, catfish Nancy. She done came here and had her hella catfish, and she done won that $25 card.
$25, well, I'm telling you, man.
They got us over here right next to the kitchen, man. Everything that comes out of here, I can smell it. I can damn near taste it. I'm telling you, man. I want to know how I can get on the wall. I want a picture on the wall.
I'm telling you.
They got a couple empty spots up there above that walkway.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. I would only take it if Tyler was a part of it.
Well, that's sweet of you.
I appreciate that, but I don't believe you, brother.
I'm just going to be. I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you.
What are you talking about? You don't believe me.
You're lying through your teeth, bro.
I am not lying through my teeth.
I'll take it and tell you about it Monday.
At least you're being honest with me, Clint.
Yeah, I would. I put my foot down
freaking
and say, not taking it until Tyler, unless Tyler's in it. And then maybe I'll just slide Aaron in it and just kind of try to make it like he is Tyler.
Big ting dingling in there.
I mean, just to have representation for it right there. No, but it's a good time out here that we're having. So make your way on out here as we enjoy things. Clint, we've been at mandatory minicamp this week, OTAs the previous couple of weeks, and obviously that'll be it until training camp starts up. And we've watched a lot of things. I think our minds and our eyes a lot early was on, what's going on with C.J. Stroud? He's not throwing the football. Then I think we were moving over and looking at the offensive line a lot to see what's the combinations and what we're looking at there. Will Anderson forced us to look at it. There's a lot of different things that we've been looking at. And I don't think we've talked about, for me, what maybe the biggest difference that we've seen out there, and that is, to me, is D'Amico Ryans is a lot more involved on this offense. And I know we've kind of talked about, you know, hell, I believe a couple of Fridays, at one of our stops, we were talking about how much he should be involved in this thing. But I'm going to tell you what, Clint, I don't know if you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing. DeMeco is not just standing and watching the offense. Like, he's literally left. Individual, he will literally leave the defensive side of the field and will stand and be over there and be involved in different groups. We watched him really be with the offensive line at one point, and he is not just watching, but there's a clear difference from what he has done the previous 2 years and how much he's involved in the offense, which I think is a great thing for this team.
Yeah, look, I've said it all along in this offseason, man. It was, I think the at the end of the day, the one guy that's got to get it right is DeMeco Ryans.
You've said that.
Right? I mean, sure, when it comes to making adjustments at halftime and you know, designing this offense that really highlights the best players on the offense, sure, you know, whatever. Getting the best out of C.J. Stroud, that's Nick Cayley, that's some of the offensive coaches, Gerard Johnson, okay. But what Houston needs desperately on the offensive side of the football is there needs to be a standard offensively, a certain level of physicality that if you're not playing with that, if you're not practicing on a daily basis with that level of physicality, then you need to stop practice and start over. You need to be held accountable, right? And the only way, to me, the only way to make that happen is if DeMeco Ryans does it. You don't. This is the reality of the situation. Is you can't force guys to do something they're not capable of doing. I don't believe that Nick Cayley is capable of putting his foot down and starting you know, putting his foot down on C.J. Stroud and Dalton Schultz and all these other guys, Nico Collins, all these other guys. I think the guy that has to do that is DeMeco Ryans. And if DeMeco Ryans does that, if he sets the standard and doesn't accept anything less. Whether that's the physicality at practice, showing up to practice, the communication, like you start an offensive drill, let's say a blitz pickup drill,
yeah.
And the offensive line is having a hard time communicating, or now CJ's having a hard time communicating. It's real easy to go through a drill and spend 10 to 15 minutes and have a terrible drill one day, and Nick Cayley and Ben McDaniel and all these guys don't dry John. They don't have the power to go, no, we're changing the whole damn practice schedule. We're starting this thing over. Right? They don't have the ability to do that. One guy does. Right? And that guy's DeMeco Ryans. And I love the fact that DeMeco is turning his back to the defense and watching what's going on in offense, in O-line mechanics and technique work, individual drills. He's down there watching them. I love that in inside run.
He is down there. I mean, he is
there's no
down
doubt.
There.
I mean, he's 20 yards on this side of the field. On in inside run, where it's all out your pad level, your physicality, your communication, your running backs getting downhill. He's over there watching those two drills specifically. I've seen him multiple times watching. I think that is huge. I said it 2-3 months ago. I think he has to have – this is on – this what we're talking about right now is on DeMeco Ryans.
If your
offense is soft and can't communicate, it ain't Nick Cayley's fault. It's DeMeco Ryans' fault. And so DeMeco's got to get that right.
Why is it DeMeco's fault?
Well, the offense?
When you say, like, if they
– Because nobody else has the power. Nobody else has the power. Sure, you can in the meeting room on a regular basis – Cole Popovich should be able to hold his offensive line a little bit more accountable than he was when Laramie talked.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Council was there. Like we said before, as a fan, when I watched certain offensive linemen be told to run laps in training camp because they false started, and then Laramie Tunsil takes his ass out there and leads the league in false starts, nobody had Laramie running. Hell, Laramie wasn't even there, right? Like Cole Popovich,
we sit on this sideline. I can't wait.
I couldn't
see 78 jumps.
I couldn't wait for Laramie Tunsil to practice to see if he would run a lap.
Man, Kenyon Green was out there running up his.
He lost 15 to. He weighed in on Monday. He was like,
man, he had an extra 500 calories burned on his watch.
But the reality of it is, like what Trent Brown. When Trent Brown comes back, you think Trent Brown and Cam Robinson? You think Nick Cayley's going to stop practice and change his schedule 10 minutes and say, nah, y'all take y'all all run y'all a damn lap. I just don't believe that's the one. And at the end of the day, if they don't, you can fire them. D'Amico ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Like, D'Amico is the one that's got that. He can't decide, are we going to be a gap scheme or are we going to be a zone wide zone team? He can't decide necessarily if we're, other than hiring the guys, he can't decide whether we're going to look like Tampa Bay. I mean, whether we're going to look like New England or are we going to look like San Francisco. He can damn sure decide whether we're going to allow guys to go through the motions at practice and not communicate well and not be physical and not have the correct pad level, and we're just going to breeze through periods and then wonder why it doesn't work on Sunday. He can damn sure fix that.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, like I think if you hire Nick Cayley, may one day be that guy. Gerard Johnson may one day be that. Like, I believe if Chip Kelly, and I'll use that because Chip Kelly's a guy that moved. If Chip Kelly was an offensive coordinator, like in Las Vegas right now, I think Chip Kelly could say, hey, coach, hang on a second. We got to start this thing over, man. Hey, this is unacceptable, right? There's certain guys that are long enough in the tooth, certain guys that are alphas enough, certain guys that have that level of pull can get it done. I just don't know that you have that guy on the offensive side of the football right now in Houston. And so I think it's D'Amico's. And I think it's when you talk about like job long-time job security for D'Amico, it's in his best interest.
It's just a different feel when the big dude is there watching.
No question.
Like
no
and you can see the defense has a certain way they go about things, and now like I remember sitting there when he wasn't, because I would say D'Amico has been more of a from afar watching. I'm not saying he didn't. He just said, hey man, walk away, man. You do the defense. I'll be honest with you. I've watched Andy Reid in practices just not even just. Hey man, Spags, that's all you.
Bundle,
I've watched him. Like, I'm not even gonna say that D'Amico's been like that. D'Amico is from afar, but you could tell like he's letting Bobby Slowick, the tyrant, do his thing, right? He's letting him do his thing. Now it is not just that he is studying or watching from afar. He is in it. He is in the thing. And I remember sitting here watching him with the offensive line. And I said, hey, man, that's going to make you pick up your intensity.
Come on.
That's going to make you pick up what you're doing over there. That's going to make you, you know, lock in and focus even more because he's sitting there watching you, not just from afar, but on top of you. And I think that offense needs a little bit of that.
No question the offense needs a little bit of a lot.
And Nick Cayley needs a little bit of that, too, assistance from the dude from
They all need a lot of it, not just a little bit. They need a lot of it. But But that's where D'Amico Ryans is in his career as a head coach as well, in my opinion. You come in, and I said this, when you come in and you hire D'Amico Ryans, you better have one of the top defenses in the league. I think D'Amico has done more with less the first year, and he has now built something to where they're going to have a top defense. Like, I think that is exactly what you expected and should have like demanded out of D'Amico Ryans as a head coach the first couple years. Okay, he's done it. The next step for that defensive-minded head coach is to make sure at the very least your offense has the right mentality. I want my entire team to have that swarm mentality, the physicality that goes with it, arrive often and early and arrive violently. You can apply that to offensive football as well. And I think that's what that part of Houston Texans football can't be dependent on who the OC is. That part of Houston Texans offensive football has to be the identity of D'Amico Ryans. I don't know if we're going to run inside zone, outside zone, gap scheme. I don't know if we're going to pin and pull. I don't know what we're going to do. But, damn it, we're going to do it violently. Yeah. We're going to do it with everything we got. And that is on D'Amico.
Text line coming in. Ron, if it's all on D'Amico, what the hell is the OC getting paid for? I don't think Clint is saying it's all on D'Amico. I think what Clint is saying is, and what I've said is, he damn sure – listen, when you make the decision, hey man, I'm gonna go ahead and let go of the guy who for the last 2 years was one of the hottest head coach candidates out there that we paid more money to keep. A guy that helped CJ Stroud be a top 8 MVP finisher in year one, and as you said, conduct one of the best quarterback seasons you've ever seen. A guy lead the NFL in passing yards per game and throw 5 interceptions. That guy helped you lead that, and then back-to-back playoff wins. A guy that helped your offense and your team get to the playoffs with a rash of injuries to important pieces, an awful offensive line to work with, an awful tight end group to work with, injuries all over the place. When you fire that guy because you want to get your offense to the next level, and it's clear things like, as you said, physicality, that's the problem, that is going to fall on you. You fired that guy. That is going to fall on you. So not all of it, but it is going to much of it. If the offense don't work, it's going to not be looking at Nick Caley as much as it's going to be looking at D'Amico Ryan.
You can't conduct business like that. You can, if you're a defensive minded head coach, you can't let your offensive identity down to the foundation, the core principles of playing the game of physicality and communication and togetherness. Like, you can't let that depend on year in, year out, be dictated by the next offensive coordinator that you brought in. Like, that just can't be. That it's not about what's the offensive coordinator getting paid for. Look, if the offensive coordinator, you bring him in here, if he is worth a damn, then you keep him around. If he's really good, then you turn the reins over and D'Amico Ryan says, I ain't got to even worry about the offense. But you don't do that blindly. He did it blindly once to a guy that he had been in the damn same meeting room with for 3 or 4 years, was considered his brother, and it didn't work out, right? Whatever the communication, that whatever was going on was unacceptable enough to where they fired him. Like, that, it's not about what's the offensive line coach or the offensive coordinator getting paid for. It's about D'Amico Ryan's, the head coach, is trying to win a Super Bowl, can't consistently let what might be a turnstile at the offensive coordinator position be like, you got to lessen that impact.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.